What happened when the dog came up to you?
I told him to get away from me.
A neighbor's bulldog on the loose.
He came running across the grass and started yelling that I kicked his dog.
Your dog was off leash.
Yes, Your Honor.
Then he went off the chain.
It was dark, and I shined my flashlight. He was standing right here. He said, "You kicked my dog." I said, "Get away from me." That's when I made contact with him.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Tanner Davis is suing his former neighbor, Marion McDavid, for medical bills due to an assault.
Order. All rise. This is case number 137 on the calendar in the matter of Davis versus McDavid.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Party's been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat, please.
Mr. Davis, this incident happened between you and the defendant in December of last year.
Yes, Your Honor.
On the 18th. What time?
Around 7:15 p.m.
Are you and the defendant neighbors?
Yes, Your Honor. The same apartment complex.
And you've seen the defendant before?
Not before the incident.
Have you seen the plaintiff before?
No.
Have either of you seen each other's dogs before?
No, Your Honor.
No.
So that you were strangers to each other and your dogs were strangers to each other. How long have you lived in that complex?
About 6-7 months.
And you have a bulldog?
Yes.
How old is the bulldog?
Right now, he's 2.5.
So he was full grown on the time of the incident?
Yes, Your Honor.
And a bulldog weighs about 60 pounds?
He's about 30. He's a little French bulldog. I brought pictures today, too.
I'd like to see it.
Okay.
What are they called?
A French bulldog.
Oh, a French bulldog. Okay, so he's a smaller one.
Yes, Your Honor.
And you were coming home and your dog was off leash.
Yes, Your Honor.
And you were out with your dogs?
Yes, Your Honor.
Were they on leash or off leash?
On leash.
What kind of dogs do you have?
I have 2 Labrador Retrievers. I have a picture.
I'd like to see them. Pretty dogs. How old are they?
One will be 9 Thursday. The other one will be 4 in October.
So it's about 7:15 in the evening. Your dogs are on leash. Your dog is off leash. And your dog approached Miss McDavid and her dogs.
Yes, Your Honor. I was coming home from the store, and I was carrying him in my hands.
Mm. He was off leash, and he approached her dogs.
Yes, Your Honor.
I know the story that you told me here. Your dog was off leash and approached the defendant and her dogs.
Yes.
And it is your claim that as a result of that interaction, you were injured by a flashlight that Miss McDavid swung at you, and you were injured. You want your medical bills paid.
Yep.
And Miss McDavid says she is counterclaiming she wants money since she had to defend herself. She had to hire an attorney. She felt uncomfortable living in the community anymore. She moved. She wants a moving expenses. You're not going to get any of that. I mean, I will consider the attorney's fees after I hear his case. So, Mr. Davis, let's start out at the moment that your dog approached Miss McDavid and her 2 dogs, because your dog ran up to her dogs.
Correct.
I'd like you to tell me, how far away were you from Miss McDavid when your dog ran up to Miss McDavid and her dogs?
I was at my front door. She was on the sidewalk, probably about roughly 30 feet.
Okay.
And
Second. So you were at your front door.
Yes.
Were you opening it with a key?
Yes.
And to get to the key, you had to go where? Into your pocket?
Yes, Your Honor.
So you had to put the dog down in order to do that, correct?
Correct.
Now, even that is different from what you wrote in your complaint. You
correct.
Understand that?
Yes.
Just a second. You do understand that?
I do.
Didn't jump out of your arms. You put the dog down. The dog was off leash. So the dog ran from your front door to where she was, which was about 30 feet away, which is about where I am, to the far corner of the courtroom.
Yes, Your Honor.
So in that moment, your dog was out of control. Now, I'm going to come to you, Miss McDavid. The dog is running towards you. It's a smaller dog, clearly smaller than your Labs. And what happened when the dog came up to you?
When the dog ran up across the grass, I told him to get away from me.
And what happened next?
He came running across the grass, picked up his dog, and came running over in front of me and started yelling that I kicked his dog.
Okay.
I did not kick his dog.
What did he say to you?
He just kept yelling at me that you kicked my dog. I said, I did not kick your dog.
If it was dark and you were putting your key in, how could you tell that she kicked your dog?
The area is well lit. Like okay. I said, I have pictures.
So the answer is the area is well lit. Did you take the dog to the vet that day as a result of being kicked?
No, Your Honor.
I assume you checked him for any injuries, and was he injured?
No, Your Honor.
Now, as the dog ran across to where she was with her dogs, was the dog barking?
No.
Was the dog barking?
No, ma'am.
And when it got to you, it just came up to your dogs and was sniffing around?
I never let it get that close. My dogs, one is a baby and the other one is, and they're big and they pull, so I keep my dogs back.
Okay. Now, what happened, Mr. Davis, after you ran up to her? At this point, either she stomped her foot for your dog to get away or kicked your dog in such a way that he was not injured. How close did you get to Miss McDavid? Were you 10 feet away, 20 feet away? How far away were you?
Roughly 10 feet.
And did your dog run back to you?
No.
Did your dog stay near Miss McDavid?
Yes, Your Honor.
So even though she had kicked your dog and you were running, your uninjured dog did not run back to you, but stayed near Miss McDavid and her two dogs?
Yes, Your Honor.
Right away, you know that that doesn't make sense to me. A little dog would get away from somebody who kicked them and would run to their master who was running up towards them. It just sort of makes sense. Maybe it happened. I don't know yet. So you run up to her, bend down, and pick up your dog. Is that what you did?
Yes, Your Honor.
Is that what he did?
Yes, Your Honor.
And then what?
After I picked him up, Your Honor, I asked her why she would kick my dog.
I don't want you to say. I asked her why. You picked up the dog, and you said to her,
why in the would you kick my dog?
And she said to you?
She didn't say anything.
Did you answer him?
I told him I did not kick his dog.
Okay. Let's get real. You said to her, why the blank did you kick my dog?
Yes, Your Honor.
She would have answered you. She didn't stand there mute. Do you understand? I have your complaint. I have what you wrote. Your complaint is different from the story that you're telling me today, Mr. Davis. How it got started, how the dog was in your arms, how it jumped out of your arms instead of you putting it down to open up your front door. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
Miss McDavid would have answered you. Do you want to tell me what she said?
Your Honor, she didn't answer me.
So what did you say to her?
Next thing that was said was I'm calling the police.
How far away were you from Miss McDavid when you said I'm calling the police?
Roughly 3 feet.
And you were calling the police, why?
Because she just hit me in the face with
just a second. You didn't tell me that she hit you, sir. You mean you asked her, why did you kick my dog? She didn't answer you and then hit you. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
That doesn't make sense, Mr. Davis.
Yes, Your Honor.
That doesn't make sense. Who are you?
I'm his mother.
That doesn't make sense to you either, right?
Not sitting here listening to him now.
That doesn't make sense for picking up your dog. Why the blank did you hit my dog? She says nothing. And he just turns around, starts to leave, and she assaults him. And he says, I'm going to call the police. Something happened after you said, why the blank did you kick my dog? And when you were hit by the defendant, because there's no question that she swung something and connected with you so that you lost a tooth, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
So since you can't give me an answer, sir, that I'm satisfied with, I'm going to ask her what happened. He walked up to you close enough to get his dog, so he was closer to you than he is now, and said, why the blank did you kick my dog? And you said, I didn't kick your dog.
Yes.
And then what's the next thing that happened?
He told me, yes, I did. Our altercation went back and forth. I didn't. I picked up my flashlight.
Just a second. He said,
you kicked my dog.
And you said, no, I didn't.
Yes.
And what's the next thing that happened?
It was dark, and I shined my flashlight. He was standing right here. And I shined my flashlight to see who he was. And I said, get away from me. He said, you kicked my dog. I said, get away from me. That's when I made contact with him.
Okay. Why didn't you leave? That sounds more reasonable, by the way. Whether she hit you or made a contact with you by going like this, there's no question she connected with you and you were injured. But you didn't just ask her once, why did you kick my dog? She didn't answer you. You took your dog and went home. Your dog wasn't injured. You stayed there and continued to have a confrontation with her. Does that refresh your recollection, Mr. Davis?
Yes, Your Honor. I had an earbud in, and that's when I called the police.
Why didn't you just leave? You had your dog in your hand, your uninjured dog that was off leash, ran up to somebody, not doing any harm. But somebody with an unleashed dog doesn't know that. could just as easily have come up and bitten her. That was your bad, your fault. But it's back and forth. So you checked your dog out, I assume, when you picked your dog up, because you saw that it was okay, right? Because you walked up to her. And as you walked up to her, you said to her, you kicked my dog. But you saw your dog was still there. Wasn't on its side, wasn't howling, didn't screech out, nothing. So you picked up your dog. You asked her a question. She gave you an answer. You answered her back. You said, yes, you did. She said, no, I didn't. Why didn't you just walk away?
I should have, Your Honor.
Yeah, you should have. So now she tells me what she did with the flashlight that she had. How did she get close enough to... She didn't come after you, Mr. Davis.
No.
So you were in her face, clearly.
Yes, Your Honor.
And where were you coming from that evening, Mr. Davis?
Smith's grocery store.
When did you go there?
Probably around 6:30 p.m.
Who do you live with?
My father.
Had you been to work that day?
Yes, Your Honor.
Did you come home first or go directly to the grocery store?
I came home first from work.
What time?
I think about 5:30.
Now, they don't allow dogs in grocery stores where there's food and produce.
They don't, Your Honor.
They don't. And according to you, you'd been to work all day.
Yes, Your Honor.
Where was your dog?
At home in the apartment.
Who was home with him?
Nobody.
So the first thing that you did was take him out for a walk when you came home, I'm sure.
For a walk to the car.
Well, if the dog is home all day, that would make you a fool. If the dog was home all day, unless the dog's pad trained, you should have taken the dog for a walk. See where I'm going, Mr. Davis?
Yes, sir.
I'm not believing your whole story.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
So she got a dog and had consulted with you?
Yes, Your Honor.
And now you say the puppy made all over the house?
Yes, Your Honor.
That's what puppies do. They make all over the house.
People...
Big puppies, big... Little puppies get little...
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Tanner Davis says, former neighbor Marion McDavid kicked his dog and then hit him in the mouth. Marion is countersuing for attorney fees, moving costs, and for filing false charges.
Now, I have dogs. When I go to the grocery store and I know dogs are not permitted in the grocery store, I don't take my dog to the grocery store. Why would you take the dog to the grocery store if that's where you were going, Mr. Davis, or coming home from, and leave the dog in a locked car for the time that you went into the grocery store? Do you understand where I'm going?
Could I say something?
Were you there?
The dog was at my house that day. That's why the
Just a second.
Okay.
That's not what he said.
I know.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
That's not what he said. That means he's lying to me.
I don't think he's remembering exactly.
Well, if you're not remembering, then you say I don't remember. If you're not remembering, you don't lie and say the dog was home all day alone. And I went and picked up my dog and went to the grocery store where dogs are not allowed. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Your case is dismissed, Mr. Davis. We're done. You may have overreacted. So is your counterclaim. Got it?
Thank you.
We're done.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
He was came up in my face and was standing as close as he could to me and screaming at me that I kicked his dog.
All I wanted was justice and the money back for my teeth.
I have two dogs. I don't kick dogs.
Half my front tooth was chipped out from the flashlight that she hit me with.
If he says I knocked a tooth out, it's not much of a flashlight.
Just go home and...
Stay away from people like that, I guess. I
never see this lady again.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Rogers versus Della Bella. Step forward.
22-year-old Katie Rogers is suing her former roommate, Pamela Della Bella, for rent and damages caused by Pamela's dog.
I don't quite understand what you all want. You moved into an apartment together. You signed a lease. You both moved out before the lease was over. What do you want?
I want reimbursement
for what?
For the rent.
Reimbursement for what rent? From when to when?
April to May, when I had to move out of
April,
the apartment.
Just a second. April and May. And you moved out of the apartment?
Yes, Your Honor.
And you paid rent for those?
Yes, Your Honor.
Your half?
Yes, Your Honor.
To the end of the lease?
Yes.
Now you're going to tell me first why you paid your half of the rent, then you're going to tell me why you think you should get it back having paid it.
I paid my half of the rent because my name was still on the lease.
Right.
And I owed the landlords that money.
Correct.
So I paid it.
Correct.
I believe that I deserve that money back
because
the living environment was uninhabitable. I couldn't live there.
Okay, and the living environment was uninhabitable because?
Because there was dog and pee everywhere every day.
Because while you were living together, you say the defendant got a dog without consulting you.
She got a dog without consulting the landlords.
not the landlord. I'm talking about got a dog without consulting her roommate. Is that what you want me to believe?
No, that is not my assertion.
Okay, good. So she got a dog and had consulted with you?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. And now you say the puppy, because it was a puppy.
Yes, Your Honor.
And it made all over the house.
Yes, Your Honor.
That's what puppies do.
Yes, Your Honor.
That's what puppies do. They make all over the house. Big puppies, big little puppies, get little.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You went with her.
Yes,
that
Your Honor.
Wasn't a surprise visit to go to the puppy.
No, Your Honor.
It was planned.
Yes, Your Honor.
Sorry. All right, you know where I'm going, Miss Rogers. So far, you're not doing well.
Your Honor.
Do you understand?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Katie Rogers says former roommate Pamela Delabella owes for rent and damaged belongings. Pamela is countersuing for actual and punitive damages for breaking a lease.
So you owed the landlord money, you paid the landlord your money, your roommate asked you if she could get a dog, you said yes, and then there was puppy pee, puppy pee all over the apartment, so you had to leave.
Yes.
Well, you could have cleaned it up.
Your Honor, I did. I had never
wouldn't have been
seen
there.
Can I show you the video of this apartment?
You can show me the video, but I don't understand. She asked you if she could get a dog.
Yes,
you said fine with me. She said it was different. You both looked at pictures, and is that what I am led to believe by your answer?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
From whom was the dog purchased?
A woman named Irma in Indiana.
Did you both live in Indiana?
No, we did not.
So the puppy had to be flown to where you live?
No, Your Honor, we drove to pick her up together with a friend.
When you say we drove, did the two of you drive to pick her up?
A friend drove us.
Both of you?
Yes, we
both. What I'm asking is if the plaintiff went with you to Indiana to pick up the puppy?
Yes, she did.
The answer is yes. Is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. So far, you're not doing well.
Your Honor.
Do you understand?
Yes, I was willing to have a dog in the apartment. I love dogs. I have four dogs at home that I grew up with. But, Your Honor, most people do not leave their dogs alone for 16 hours at a time. This dog was abused. It was sad. It was not living a proper life for a husky puppy, and I told her that, Your Honor.
Your Honor, that's not true.
When Pamela, that would be you.
Yes, ma'am.
Moved in, she brought a puppy and a cat into the apartment. That's what you wrote.
Yes, Your Honor. She had a cat as well.
Did she get the puppy before or after you moved in together?
Before.
So before you became roommates?
We lived at a different apartment together.
Better. So you lived at a different apartment together. You went with her to get the puppy and then moved into another apartment and signed a lease with her.
We had already signed the lease before she had gotten the puppy.
So you knew she had the puppy?
No, Your Honor. I did not know. We signed the lease on February 4th, and she got the puppy at the end of February.
You went with her?
Yes, Your
Honor. That wasn't a surprise visit to go to the puppy?
No, Your Honor.
It was planned?
It was planned, yes,
Your
Honor.
It was planned?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right, you know where I'm going, Miss Rogers.
Yes.
Your claim is ridiculous. What is your counterclaim?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook. And follow us on Twitter.
Yeah. What is your counterclaim?
My counterclaim is I want to be reimbursed for work that I missed due to Katie abandoning the dog the day after we brought her home.
That's not happening.
Okay.
Grow up.
Also,
what's next?
Also for moving expenses because I made arrangements for the dog to live with my aunt and uncle, and I also had a letter from my doctor stating I was allowed to have the dog. Katie still left the apartment, and she said that I would leave the dog alone for up to 16 hours. I have text messages showing.
Okay, where's the dog now?
The dog is still with me at home.
Great. At whose home?
My friend Amanda is taking care of her right now.
Just a second. Do you live with your friend Amanda?
No, I live on my own now.
With the dog?
Yes.
Is the dog now housebroken?
She's completely housebroken.
Terrific.
Thank you.
Wasn't then, didn't work out. You're out of that apartment now?
Yes.
Good for you both. You're in someplace else now?
Yes.
You don't get your rent back. We're done. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
We both adopted a dog together. It was a 50-50 care plan for her.
Because I lived in an uninhabitable apartment.
I came home on my breaks to take care of her. I never left her alone for 16 hours.
And she did not keep the place clean. She didn't take care of her dog.
I have messages showing that I didn't need to come home on my break that day because she would be taking care of her.
And I didn't agree with that.
I provide a loving home for that dog. You can ask anyone. The dog is happy and housebroken completely.
But that it's probably better to live on your own.
You should stick to living on your own like I did before.